Good morning, everyone. Morning. Such a joyful day to see young people baptizing. It reminds me of the day that I baptized. It was like 2010, a long time ago. But it was a very happy time. And it's a life-changing time. It's not the end. It's the beginning of a new page of life. And God has since, or has been always, giving me a lot of new experiences to experience His presence. And it's always good to have Jesus in life. So let's listen to the Word of God. To start with, I would like to talk about secrets. There are some kinds of secrets that people tell no one about. These secrets have been hiding inside the deepest, darkest part of people's hearts for a long time. People hide them from everyone else, because they don't want others to know about them. They don't want others to know about them because these secrets may be disappointing, hurtful, and shameful to share with others. Although these secrets are so bad, people can't get rid of it because they enjoy the short-term satisfaction these secrets give them. What am I talking about? Let me give you an example. Has anyone heard of or read about the struggles of a drug addict? According to the drug addict's confessions that I heard of and read about, their experiences usually have some commonalities. They were introduced to drugs that claim to be able to relieve them from the hardships in their life. They gave it a try and felt good about it at first. Then they started taking it regularly and asking for more and more in the process. They start to experience negative effects to health. For example, the permanent diminishing of the bladder's capacities, also emotional disturbance, mental disturbance, etc. They may even have had near-death experiences. Although the satisfaction is short-term and the health problems associated are multiple and serious, they continue to use drugs. They may have sworn not to use drugs again in many mornings, but they eventually give in to it when night falls and the urge rushes in. They might have attempted many times to stop taking drugs, but they fell again and again, because the urge is too strong, and they are lost in the search for love, comfort, and satisfaction. The cycle repeats and repeats. Eventually, they are stuck in life. When I hear or read through these confessions, I sometimes wonder if I have an addiction too. We might not be drug addicts, but do we also have a deep, dark secret in our heart? Something that satisfies our desires every time we do it, but never completely. Something that we know it is wrong, but we just can't help wanting more and more. It doesn't necessarily need to be drugs. It may be alcohol, pornography, sex, food, relationships, video games, shopping, or something else. We know that these are things that hurt us when we indulge in it. They may or may not hurt us physically, but they definitely hurt us spiritually. We feel too shameful to tell anyone else about it. We worry that it will disappoint others, or we will be mocked by others if we tell them about it. We might want to get rid of these addictions, but nevertheless, we just keep on going back into it. We can't control ourselves. The immediate satisfaction is just so tempting. We want to leave it, tries to, fails, and goes back into it. The cycle repeats again and again. Therefore, We keep it in our hearts as secrets and try to hide it from everyone. We don't want anyone to know about it. So, what can we do? Is there a way out of this? Is there even hope? Let us now turn our eyes to a man's and a woman's conversation that happened next to a well almost 2,000 years ago. In John 4, verses 7 to 26, it tells us a story of a Samaritan woman. On a hot, sunny day during noon, a Samaritan woman came to a well to draw water. As she reached the well, the Samaritan woman was approached by a Jewish man who seemed to be resting next to it. He asked her, "Give me a drink." That surprised her, and she replied, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" Interestingly, the man responded, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him. He would have given you living water." The woman was then not just surprised, but also very puzzled. She said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water?" The man then answered, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman was then very interested and said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come to here to draw water." But the man did not do as she requested. The man actually continued to talk to her. "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman, not knowing where this conversation is going, responded, "I have no husband." Then the most shocking thing happened. The man said, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have has said is true." The woman was so shocked because this man, a total stranger, just told her story. She never mentioned anything to him before. She immediately knew that she was talking to a prophet, and she expressed to him her anticipation for the Messiah's arrival. And the man replied simply, "I who speak to you am he." A very interesting conversation. They started out talking about water, but then they ended up talking about the woman's marital history. What is so special about her marital history that it's worth mentioning anyway? I believe this is obvious to all of us. According to the Jewish man, she had five husbands before, and now she was with a man she was not married to. Unless she was so unfortunate to have all her five husbands die one by one, which I highly doubt, there seems to be a big problem. The big problem is that she had many relationships in her life. The constant change of marriage partners suggests that she was not satisfied. Every intimate relationship she was in could not satisfy her desire for love. This was the deep, dark secret she had in her heart. And we know that she was avoiding to face this problem. Why? By two clues, it is safe to suggest that she didn't want to talk about it. The first clue is that she went to the well during noon, the hottest time of the day. no woman usually come by at this time. It is clear that she was trying to avoid the other people and come at an unusual time to get water. The second clue is that when the man asked her to bring her husband along, she didn't explain too much and simply said that she did not have one. However, the man revealed a secret. He described accurately what her marital history was. She couldn't hide it from him at all. But why? Why does the man want to reveal her secret? And the bigger question is, why did the man start out talking about giving her a living water, but then reveals her deep, dark secret? What has it got to do with the living water the man had to offer? To answer this, we should first clarify who the Jewish man is. I'm sure most of you have heard of this story before. And even if you haven't, you should have figured it out when the man admitted that he is the Messiah. Who is the Messiah? Yes, it is Jesus Christ. Jesus was the one who approached this Samaritan woman. He was the one who offered the living water to the woman. He was the one who revealed the woman's secret. Jesus did not reveal her secret because he wanted to mock her. Jesus did not reveal it because he wanted to shame her. I believe that Jesus did this for a good reason. I think he knew what the issue was that got the woman stuck in her life. It is the secret that she has been hiding from all these years. It is the secret in her life that will prevent her from receiving the living water that he is offering. He had to reveal her secret first before she could truly receive the living water. In other words, he had to make her face the problem in her life before she could fully receive Jesus into her life. This secret, as mentioned, was her longing for true love. It was and has been occupying her for a very long time. Finding true love to her was important. She was looking for satisfaction through finding true love. But as shown from her story, she was never satisfied by it. She keeps searching and searching, trying and trying, yet she couldn't find it. She was lost in this search for love and satisfaction. So that is why Jesus offered his living water at first, but then confronted her with the husband's issue. Jesus came to touch her heart's deepest, darkest secret. He wanted her to see where she was stuck in her life. He wanted her to know that there is a solution. He presented himself to her as the solution. He wants her to know that she had to face it, but she did not need to face it alone. He can face it with her. He can face it with her if she would be willing to accept and receive him into her life. And she did. When Jesus revealed her secret to her, she could have just said to Jesus that he mistook her as someone else, or said that he was crazy and just ran off. But she didn't. She didn't avoid talking about the secret anymore. She responded by saying, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet." Although she didn't directly say yes, it is obvious that she is admitting it in an indirect way. When you come to think of it, her response is very Asian, to be honest. Very indirect. Like, it doesn't say, yes, yes. It is just say, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. So when Jesus told her he is the Messiah, she immediately put down her water jar, which was one of the life essential tools and ran to the city to tell everyone that she has met a man who set everything she has done in her life. She was not avoiding to talk to the people about it anymore. She believed that he is the Messiah and truly has living water to offer to her. She realized that the love she was seeking for can only be fulfilled completely in Jesus. Her encounter with Jesus changed her life forever. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is also offering the living water to us today. He wants us to have it. He wants us to receive him. Will we be willing to open ourselves up to Jesus? This would mean allowing him to reveal our deepest, darkest secrets. We might need to face something that we don't want to talk about. It might hurt. It might be embarrassing. But we also should know that Jesus is not revealing these things to mock us or embarrass us or hurt us. He's revealing them so that we can lay them all in front of Jesus. Jesus wants us to face them in his presence so that we can receive him into our lives and free us from these secret desires that will never satisfy us. Jesus wants to remove that deepest, darkest secret of ours. I'm going to go a little bit off script, but I just want to share my own experience with you. Because when I saw them baptizing on the stage, it reminds me of an experience I had right before or during the baptism. During that time, it was like 2010, so I was like 18 or 19 years old, around that age. And you know, in that time, as a youth, one of the things that you would seek for, or I would seek for, is like to find a love, right? To find a girlfriend. So we always talk with each other, talk with other friends, like talk about, we want to find a girlfriend or something. And then that's something that's kind of like in our minds all the time. And actually, at that time, right before the same year of my baptism, I actually, there was a girl that I wanted to pursue. And I kind of did like a lot of weird stuff. No, weird, not weird, but like just a lot of stuff, okay? A lot of stuff. And tried to win her heart, okay? Tried to win her heart. And I, at that time, we don't have WhatsApp, okay? So we only have like text messages, right? So I just kept on texting her. And even... we're not having the same service provider, which means that we have to pay for every message we sent out. I just didn't care. Just like, oh, I'm going to keep sending her texts, like normal chatting texts, not anything else. But the thing is, like, I just tried to maximize as much of contact with her as possible. And then after a long while, I gave her presents to her or something during her birthday. And just right before my baptism, she suddenly asked me to talk to her. And then she told me that she wasn't really interested. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I just wasted all my time on that. And I was just thinking of her all the time. But then it's very interesting because after she rejected me, in my heart, deep down, I was still longing for her. That love, right? And I was still hoping. There was I don't know why I had that thought at that time, but I was thinking, she might be just confused or puzzled. I still might have a chance. I'm not that bad, right? Like, yeah, no. I'll just wait for it. It will happen soon. But on the very day of my baptism, actually, she came to my she came to see. And then after the whole ceremony, she came up to me with another boy, which was my other classmate. And then she just told me that, like, oh, we're starting now. Just let you know. And congratulations on your baptism. Okay. Actually, they give me a gift, so it's fine. But what I'm trying to say is, at that moment, I knew God was talking to me, or Jesus was talking to me, that you have to let go. You have to put down that very thing you're always thinking about. You want love. You want to find that. But you have to first find me. You're baptizing today. You're baptizing into the name of Jesus. You're pronouncing to everyone that your life has Jesus as the center. So now you have to live it out. So that's why at that very moment, I realized I did some, that was my kind of my deep dark secret, my desire to long for love. And that has overtook my desire for Jesus, for my pursuing of Jesus. So all that being said, brothers and sisters, as I have asked in the beginning of my sermon, what is the thing that you keep seeking in life but never find satisfaction? What is the thing that promises more but actually makes you less in your life? Today, Jesus is telling you that he knows it. Jesus wants to touch the deepest, darkest part of your life. I'm sure everyone can think of at least one thing. But the question is, do we want to come out of it? We can pretend Jesus was wrong. We can just ignore him and keep on lying to ourselves that we are fine in life, even with this secret hiding inside of us. But then we will keep on being stuck in life. We'll not be able to accept the living water Jesus is offering to us. The water that will become in you, in all of us, a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Do you want that to be how the rest of your life will be? Or do you want your life to be changed by him? Decide now. If you want to be changed, admit that secret to Jesus. Tell him that you are willing to face it with him. If you have made up your mind, then I'm sure Jesus is willing to touch it and help you face it. I'm sure Jesus will free you from those desires you can never find complete satisfaction in, and he will become in your life the true satisfaction. After the baptism, or my baptism, I started finding, I had a very good friend, a Christian friend, and he, we're just really good friends. And we talk about everything in life. We share about everything in life. And he walked with me and I walked with him on the journey to continue to pursue Jesus and also to walk in the to pursue for love. Like we talk about, like we share about to each other, like who we're interested in or sometimes, right? So there's always a person who's accountable to me and I'm accountable to him. And I encourage you today, if you are willing to face that deep, dark secret of Jesus, one of the first steps you could take would be to find one or two brothers or sisters to support you on this journey. You should find brothers and sisters that are mature in the faith, trustworthy, and willing to walk with you. Share with them so that they can pray for you and pray with you. And they can also keep you accountable. If you really can't think of anyone, you are always welcome to talk to the pastors. I'm sure Pastor Joshua, Pastor Wilbur, Pastor Carson, Pastor Kanan, Pastor Sherian, and Pastor Ava are all very willing to hear you out and walk with you. You could also find your Oikos group leaders to be your accountable partners. All these people are willing to struggle with you and face your deep, dark secret with you. Don't be afraid, because as the body of Christ, we are told by our head Jesus to love one another. We all should serve and support each other so that we can follow Jesus Christ and not stray away from him. I would like to now invite all of us to close our eyes and pray. I would first like all of us to pray to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Tell him how we have sought in our own eyes to fulfill our desires. Tell him how we want to be freed from
from it. Name the habit, addiction, specifically, and tell him that you want him to touch it. Tell him that you have made up your mind you want to change. Tell him that you want him to face this secret with you. Now, pray to Jesus and ask him to prepare the suitable brothers or sisters for you, the one who can keep your secrets and who can hold you accountable. Ask Jesus to provide you with someone who is willing to walk with you in this journey, and ask Jesus to give you the courage when you have to share that secret of yours with that person. Let us now end in a prayer. Our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for coming to us first. Thank you for seeking for us. Thank you for saving us when we were still sinners. Please forgive us, for we have indulged in other things to satisfy our desires. We know they are bad, but we just can't help giving in again and again. We want to change today. We want the living water you are offering that will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Please walk with us and face these struggles with us. Free us from it so that we can receive you into our lives fully. Thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.